saranno più contenta se vai produci per lui per fun e now today we should be finalizing on the mandate. I have in front of me so far, I've got four mandates from four provinces.
No, they get just fresh from the other.
You don't have copies, man? Okay, then five with Northern Cape. I've got Limpopo, Northern Cape, Mpumalanga, Northwest, and Eastern Cape. Gauteng, I don't have voice on him, was here. Lubabalo, can you switch off your phone? They meet me call. We've got only five mandates here. Do you have any apologies from provinces that did not submit mandates? Honorable Mugoni?
Chairperson, Free State, we only have a sitting tomorrow, so that's when they'll be considering the final mandate. But it'll be available when we take the final in court, when we consider the decision in court.
That's Free State.
Thanks. I spoke to Judy from Gauteng. She said the mandate is ready, but it will be signed, and then she will deliver it here in the meeting. Western Cape, it's coming, it's a self-infect now to me, and I forwarded it to Zolani to bring this for me and bring it.
Is there anything from KZN and which other province? Northern Cape we have just received now. If Gauteng Northern Cape is received, it's only Free State and KZN.
KZN, I spoke to them this morning. They said they will come back to me. I'm still expecting their call, but they informed me that they didn't, the province didn't sit yesterday to consider the final mandate.
Okay. Thanks, honourable members. I think it will only be two provinces that will make late submissions. We will therefore then proceed, and I will start with Limpopo.
Chairperson, thank you. Limpopo, vote in favour of the bill. Thank you.
Limpopo, vote in favour of the bill. The next province I will take is Mpumalanga.
Chairperson, the province where the sun rises votes in favour of the bill.
Then they get in there.
Mpumalanga, vote in favour of the bill. I will then take Eastern Cape.
Yeah, Eastern Cape, Chairperson, vote in favour, signed by the Speaker of the Legislature. Thank you.
Eastern Cape, vote in favour of the bill. Northern Cape.
Chairperson, Northern Cape votes in favour of the bill.
Northern Cape vote in favour of the bill. Well, Northwest, the mandate from Northwest, the provincial legislature vote in favour of the bill. And the amendments noting the concerns that have been highlighted. That's the mandate from Northwest. Western Cape?
Chairman, Western Cape vote in favour, but they ask for
amendment, and I just discussed it with the people, and I'd like them to clarify it for me, please.
National Treasury.
Thank you very much. What happens is that in order to give certainty to municipalities, there's a provision in the Division of Revenue Act that stipulates at the beginning of a financial year, a province that actually makes transfers to municipalities from its own funds actually needs to gazette the indicative allocation to the municipalities concerned. What the current Division of Revenue Act is silent on is what do you do actually when you want to amend those allocations. So I've just had a discussion with the Western Cape Treasury, and I referred them to a clause that in the Division of Revenue Act, it's clause 36, which actually stipulates and I'll get to what it stipulates, but also firstly to explain that it's not a local government conditional grant allocation. Housing function is a provincial function, so they use municipalities as agents actually to roll housing out. So what the province does in this instance, it appoints municipalities to do that function on their behalf. So when the Western Cape Provincial Treasury picks up that one municipality is not performing that well and another one is performing very well, they actually reallocate money to the well-performing municipality. So it's actually a provincial mandate, and they're actually trying to achieve their provincial mandate as best as they can. So they're very concerned that they're going to actually have challenges in terms of the current Division of Revenue Act if they then amend the allocations. But there is a clause, section 36 in the Act, that says the National Treasury, and it refers here, National Treasury in this instance refers to the Minister of Finance, may, on written application by a transferring national officer, a province or municipality, exempt such officer, province or municipality in writing from complying with a provision of this Act. And then any exemption granted in terms of the above section must set out the period and conditions, if any, to which it is subject and must be published in a gazette. The Western Cape Provincial Treasury indicated that they will write to the Minister of Finance to actually ensure that the legal legislation is broken because of a clause that's not that inserted. What we will also do with respect to the 2011 Division of Revenue Bill is actually look at this issue and see how we can incorporate it to actually address that uncertainty.
You covered, thank you very much. On our Decker, we have also now received that official mandate from Western Cape. They also support the bill. Honourable Mashile.
Yeah, Chair, I'm not sure whether I've heard properly. Chair. The issue surrounding taking funds from a municipality that is non-performing to those that are performing. If that is correct, what I've heard, that can't be a position that we need to support, because that will seek to perpetuate disparities and all that. But I'm sure that we'll find time to debate these things as we move forward, and it's not affecting the current position. But that kind of a position, that seeks to say, because Joburg has got capacity to spend money, almost all money from other municipalities that cannot perform, then we'll be going to Joburg. I think it has got huge problem that it will seek to sustain the current disparities that we, as an ANC, I don't think we'll be happy with that. We always say that where there are problems, relevant authorities must intervene and correct so that everybody must benefit as allocated in terms of national legislation. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, Honorable Ribier.
Your question, thank you. Yesterday and this morning between 8 o'clock and 8:30 on SABC2, there was a broadcast of the questions posed to the Minister of Corporate Government, Robert Chaker, in the National Assembly. And one of the questions referred to this issue, where he said they are going to review to take money away from those municipalities not spending and divert it to the performing municipalities. So that was broadcasted. I indicated to Mr. Plaatje and to Mr. Swanu that they will have to get that hands up to get the correct wording of the reply to the question by the Honourable Minister. It was yesterday and today on the TV broadcast session.
Honourable Madhusiwe.
Yes, sir. I think this matter, perhaps this committee must debate on an ongoing basis, linking it with the kind of support that Treasury, both national and provinces, or any other department for that matter, provide at local level in support of national programs. I think we should discuss it in that context, just to find out what are the provisions at local level to support. Because indeed, it is true that National Treasury has been doing this for quite some time now. But here, my understanding is that it's only the principle of shifting funds that is what MKB is concerning with respect to housing. I think we can discuss this. I agree with Mashila that on an ongoing basis we must get more information on the kind of support that is provided at national level. Thank you very much.
Thank you, honourable members. It would seem that in terms of the proposed amendment by the Western Cape, in terms of their negotiating mandate, they have been persuaded that that kind of proposal would find expression in the clause referred to by Treasury. So in terms of their final mandate now, as captured here, they support the bill without any further amendment. So, but I also agree, we'll note as a committee that at some point we'll have to discuss the shifting of funds from non-performing municipalities to performing municipalities, because it leaves those that cannot perform. I think we need to probe the reasons, and they must be supported so that they can be able to do it. Honourable members, we have received mandates from 7 provinces which all support the bill. In terms of the 2 that are standing, it is likely there might not be any different view except to support, because even their negotiating mandate, they did not raise any concern. They were just supporting the bill as it is. But I think more than 50% of provinces support the bill without amendment, and we will record it as such. And that then, honourable members, bring us to the end of today's meeting. The report relating to this meeting, I'm not sure. The report is normally the standard report that the committee adopts the bill without amendments. It will be circulated to all members today before 12 o'clock, I believe. And the division of revenue amendment bill will then be passed in the House next week on the 16th during the plenary. Now, I have spoken to both Honourable Becker and Honourable Makubela if I'm right. The proposal I want to make is whether we are debating next week or we should just pass a statement. My view or the proposal I want to make to the committee is that we just pass a statement and so that we can be able, but then debate the MTBPS on the 24th of November as it is adopted on the in the House. But this one, we should just pass a statement. I don't know, that's a proposal I put to the House. We all agree. Thank you very much, honourable members.
No, no, I agree for today, but we should really make sure that any 76 legislation is discussed, is debated in the NCP, because we represent provinces, really, and we carry mandates. We should really not do this again. I support it for now, but next time, really, we should debate it, because it's not our mandate, it's provincial mandate. Thank you very much.
Okay, Honourable Mazozwe, your concern is noted and we'll correct that going forward. So, Honourable Members, that then brings us to the end of today's session and this meeting stands adjourned.
Thank you
very much.
There's a great financial meeting now.
Mr. Hindu, the program. Yeah, but tomorrow is the 11th. Finance must be first with the program. Don't doubt. We'll be first. Having a record in this institution.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and I want to keep to that one.
We are on top of it when it comes to that.
All right. Much can drink hot tea, then we move.
Ah, utini, fala kama mwa.
Wala yini.
Indo. Ngongo kona isel phone. He's complaining, he's phone is a little guy. I'm sleeping in my bed.
Yeah.
You should call the cell phone. We do have my cell now. Oh, yeah. He has a limited resource.
Oh.
No, I'm just asking.
Oh,
okay. I don't even care one day, so you should tell the time. Is that the case?
Yeah, it is the case. I'm only giving the 200 grand.
Huh?
200 grand. So I can only be accessed to area.